got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend, a stock market streak ends and what it means for you. Living on unemployed money. Finding the right investment style that's right for you. And Alfie answers your email questions. Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. This is Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group, and you're listening to Save the Investor radio show. Our phone number is 239-561-1155. You can also visit us online at savingtheinvestor.com. In this segment, we're going to take a look at the week in review and what a week we had. And in studio again is my co-host, John Antonucci. John, it was another week full of headlines, bombings, and a lot of things happening.
Yeah, the world is a little bit of a powder keg right now. Everybody walking on eggshells, and Trump is obviously putting America back in position as the lead, and it's good to see good leadership for once in a long time, and I think that's going to respond well, not only with the American people, which obviously all the polls are showing that they are behind him on these type of, you know, initial strikes, not getting into some extended wars, but how does that affect the markets? I mean, it has to do something to it. Obviously, we saw a week of up and down.
Yeah, and this past week, it was mostly, mostly down, John. And it was down because, you know, again, the market doesn't like uncertainty. And that's the whole thing, uncertainty. We talk about it all the time. And that's why it's so hard to time the market. We are going to talk later on in another segment about passive and active. But when you think about uncertainty, you're talking about things can happen and we don't know when it's going to happen. And that's what's wonderful about the market. That's why you can make money in the market. If we wanted no volatility, John, we would have our money in CDs, savings, things that does not have fluctuation. But returns come from volatility. As long as you have to measure the volatility that's inside your portfolio. And we talk about that all the time. We'll talk about how you can do that. But let's read some statistics on this S&P 500.
Yeah, well, Wednesday, basically the S&P 500 was down 38 percentage points, closed below its 50
point
38 percentage points.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, you don't want a 38%.
No, 0.38.
Which isn't
listeners.
Too bad. You know, which
no,
good,
not at all.
Because you always say what a correction is about, what, 10%, right, if it was going to correct. So, I mean, you know, it's 50-day moving average of 2351, snapping 105-session streak, and it is the longest that the index has finished above that key trend line since the 130-session run in 2011. What are your thoughts on that? And, you know, obviously, do you think that, you know, the couple of bombings, obviously, in Syria and in, you know, over in Afghanistan, which really was in a remote area, do you think that was part of the triggering of the down?
I do, John. I think a couple things are affecting this. And, you know, falling below 50-day moving average is typically signs of a bearish market in the short term. But, you know, it can rebound in the following month. So it's not something that saying, hey, it's definitely going to be a bearish market. No, it could be a short-term thing and follow up in the following month. I think the market myself is still disappointed that healthcare didn't get tackled, and it's going to be harder to do the tax reform. And I think that's what people are waiting for. I think Wall Street's waiting for some leadership and getting healthcare. And healthcare, it is a wreck, as you know, our insurance, I talk about all the time how our premiums went from $500 to $1,600 a month. With that being said, if we can get healthcare back on the front page to get that taken care of, tax reform, I believe, is going to be easier. And that's what the voters wanted. That's what everybody wanted, to lower their taxes. So there's a lot of great things out there that can drive that market up. If we do have tax reform, I think that's big time, because you have all this money sitting overseas that would be taxed at 35%, the current rate, if it comes over, and it's not going to come over. That's why it's staying overseas. But if Trump's talking about bringing that down to like a 10 or 15% one-time offer to have that money come back over. And that's, we're talking $2 to $3 trillion that's sitting over there. That's going to be an influx. You know, then you're going to have capital gains at a lower rate. So there's a lot of great things that can happen in the market. You know, consumer confidence is way up. So with all that, I think we have great room for upward, you know, market.
Yeah, and if you look at the whole as a whole, since he's only been in office, what, 80-something days? He hasn't even been in there 100 days yet. I mean, the market has gone up substantially, so it can weather a little bit of a downturn, and obviously that's not going to affect people's portfolios that greatly, is it?
No, you're right, John. And, you know, the market is going to go up and down. It's, you know, we talk about it all the time. As long as you have a portfolio that's that handles volatility and you know what your numbers are, and we're going to talk about how to find what your numbers are, then you're going to be just fine. Because, you know, when you talk about, when you're talking about knowing your numbers, that means, you know, how high and how low it can go with 95% confident level is what's going to determine how your portfolio is doing. So when we talk about the S&P, again, you know, we're just looking at one sector of the S&P. And if you have questions on these topics, I'd, you know, love to talk to you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Still to come, picking the right investments that'll have you saying, "That's awesome." Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was five. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townshend, well, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 on the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. Our last segment we talked about was really the weekend review. And we're going to, there was so much stuff going on, John. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because there was some great, not great things, but there were some good things and bad things, some funny things, not so funny in that segment. But this segment, we're also going to talk about uncovering some unemployed money, what to do with unemployed money. And that's money that's just sitting on the sidelines. That's not doing much of anything. And, you know, where to put it, where, you know, what's safe. But let's go back that week in review. You know, last week to see that that man that was drug off the
doctor,
the doctor. So I said, you know, so United Airlines, and it was funny because it's not funny, but this is what came to mind. And I didn't mean to sound like this, but it was, we're going to say it. It says United Airlines gave a beating and took a beating.
Yeah.
So
is that what you said?
I said, you know, as we were taking notes, I said, well, they really gave a beating to that poor guy coming off, and then they took a beating with their stocks. It dropped drastically. Now, I will say this. I my good friend Joe Gennaro, he's a great, great friend of mine in Fort Myers, but he's over in Virginia when I lived in Maryland, and he's a pilot for about 30 years with United. And on Facebook, I sent him a picture of, you know, the new flying pillow with American Airlines. And, you know, he laughed a little bit. And then I guess he was getting bombarded with everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, he wrote this long email. He's very articulate. He has a master's in theology. I want you, John, to meet him. He is phenomenal, phenomenal, very conservative. And anyway, he said, I know United Airlines is taking a bath for this. And they're also, and everyone's really harping on how the CEO handled everything. But he says, I can tell you this. He says, this CEO over the last few years, it's their newest one. I guess he's been there three.
Was the merger, you know, the merger.
With the merger. He says, is the best CEO that he's been around since he's been with United. The morale is back with the people. They got their raises. I mean, Joe was making a couple hundred thousand a year flying planes. And then after 9/11, it went down to $90,000.
Right.
Okay. And they were hiring co-pilots at $30,000 flying the Airbuses. $30,000. He said he said that it was horrendous during that time. And now they finally, after like 10 years, he finally got a raise. He's starting to make money again, and life's a little bit better. It's just a better overall experience at work again, which is nice. You know, when you're working someplace you don't want to be for all these years, and then someone came in and then made the morale better. So he says he's really being beaten up a little bit unfairly. So he wanted to get his point of view in that this guy is a good guy. So with that being said.
Well, he may be good, but I mean, I used to work for Piedmont Airlines, and the worst thing to do is pull somebody off a plane, you know, which when you're oversold, you have to do. And to give them $800 and you put them up overnight and give them some food is really not compensation for the inconvenience that they go through. And I mean, this is going to cost United probably millions of dollars. So it definitely is going to be, you know, a hit. Even though he's a good guy, you know, it's definitely something where they could have handled it a lot better.
Oh, they definitely could have handled it better, and I'm sure they'll handle the next one better. But on those tickets, they have the right to take you off the plane if they need it, you know. And because I believe the Bartholomew, who was co-hosting for Trey Radel, he was saying this past week that, you know, when you're talking about having to bring employees on to the next flight, and that's just a chain effect of the whole flight industry, or you know, flight patterns for everybody. You know, now you're going to hold up because they don't have anybody flying the planes or any flight attendants or anything. So it's going to be, you know, it's a reason why they're not just going there because they want to get home. They might have to be going there to work. So there are some things that, you know, we're not going to always know about that.
Right.
But anyway, let's get back to business here. So, you know, we wanted to talk about this unemployed money. So think about this. And again, our phone number is 561-1155. And if you want to know more about, your portfolios, you want to know more about this unemployed money. And this, what is unemployed money? This is money that's sitting, that's doing really nothing for you. That's why we call it unemployed money. This might be money in the bank, money in savings accounts. And we talked about this a few times, and we always get a lot of calls because people would really want to know what they can do. So let's talk about what would be a great investment to you if you had a vehicle that can give you liquidity. When I'm talking about liquidity, if you wanted your money out, there's no penalty. It might take a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks to get your money, about a week to 10 days, but there's no penalty. Meaningful growth. What's meaningful growth? Well, how about between 1 and 9%? Meaningful. That's good. Some tax benefits also. That means it's tax deferred. You're not having to pay taxes on it while it's building up. Now, what this money is not for, is not for, you know, putting your money in, taking it all out to buy a car the next day. This is money that you're planning on leaving. You want to leave 3 to 5 years to let it grow. You might even want to leave it longer, but it has meaningful growth. It's like a 3 to 5 year holding period. It also has long-term care benefits on there. So you have growth potential of 1 to 9% a year. The money that you make, you never give back. If the market goes down, you're still, you know, going to make about 1%. You also have a legacy for your spouse. And this is what I always talk about, income replacement. So when something happens to the breadwinner and your pension dies, when you die, then there has to be an income plan in place for your spouse. And this is a great vehicle that you can have your cake and eat it too, because you're making meaningful growth. You're making, you know, an average of 7% on this type of vehicle. And that's what, you know, it's a 1%, you have a 1% guarantee to 9% range in there. So it's been averaging over the last 40 years, 7% growth. And there's some expenses in there, but very little compared to what you get to keep. And then you have, you know, like I said, average returns of 6% that you get that gets credited to you, and you're not exposed to the market. So is this something that makes sense? It's not for everybody. And the age brackets are usually between 55 and 70 years old. So if you're between 55 and 70 and you're in fairly good health, because it has a substantial benefit. If something were to happen to you, for example, you put in $100,000, and you, if you were to pass that next day for sickness or accident, it's worth between $150,000 to $200,000, depending on your age and gender. So it does have a death benefit that passed on tax-free, but it's amazing that there's no penalty. It's designed, John, to have no penalty if you really need your money out, and you say, hey, you know what, I need this money. Well, that's no problem. There's no penalty. There's not too many vehicles, John, that can give you, you know, something like that without any penalty at all. And that's, you know, we look at CDs. When CDs used to pay something, it was always like a 3-month penalty, a 6-month penalty, but you can still get your money out. And if you have questions on these topics, I'd love to talk to you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Coming up, the difference between passive and actively managed money. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group, Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence, and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. This is Alfie Townsend, my co-host John Antonucci. In our last segment, we talked about unemployed money, and we also talked about United Airlines. This segment, what we're going to do is we're going to be discussing define the right investment style for you. What is right for you? And when I talk about that, we're talking about passive versus active. And John, there's a lot of people out there that come into our office and they really don't know what their philosophy is. And that's what my job is to find out what is their philosophy.
Yeah, well, that's important because there's a lot of people out there that don't have an income plan and a strategy. And a lot of people don't know what passive versus active is. And really, your portfolios, while you may say they are passive, really they're active in a sense that they are buying and they are selling, but it really doesn't cost the person a fee to be able to buy and sell within the framework of their portfolio. Why is that important, and why do you favor the passive type over the active traders?
Well, it's not really what I favor. It's, I would have to say 70%, 80% tend to go that way after I explain the difference between the two. What I like to do with a lot of our clients is give them opportunity to have both inside, because the good thing about it is they don't duplicate. They don't have too much overlap, because one might have more small cap and less large cap, and the other might have more different types of bond portfolios, and they're going to have more large cap. So it's almost a compliment. But let's talk about this. Again, we're talking about passive versus active. And passive investing is where you have a portfolio that's built. And the one that we use, there's only 600 advisors, 600 and maybe 700 advisors in the country that can offer this. Okay, and in this area, there's hardly any in this area, any advisors that's doing what I'm doing with this type of, with this particular portfolio. There's 16,000 different holdings, 16,000 unique holdings inside 45 countries and 21 asset classes. Now, what's an asset class? Your large cap, your small cap, your large value, small value, emerging markets. You have 21 different ones. So their philosophy is returns come from, now when I say theirs, I'm talking about Nobel Prize laureates, and this is 65 years of math and science and research. Their philosophy is no one knows what the market's going to do, okay, which obviously we don't know what the market's going to do. You know, we have the couple bombs that went off this past week, market reacted. We have earnings that came out not as good as they wanted or came out better than expected. That will affect the market. interest rates. Yellen, changing interest rates or not affects markets. So these are things that change the markets that we don't know is going to happen. So that's, you know, one reason why people like passive, because it takes all that in consideration. Now, with that being said, you build a portfolio, and then you're going to have things happen. And when things happen, random things happen, they're going to adjust with new monies coming in. So let's say there's always money coming into the portfolio, and let's say large companies, you know, took a hit this week. They're going to be buying with that new money what went down. Okay, and let's say over the course of 2 or 3 months, equities like it's been has been through the roof. So what they're going to have to do is sell some of that to buy the bonds. Now, people say, why do you want bonds? Bonds is there to offset the volatility. If you didn't have bonds with a portfolio that's in international or emerging markets, it would be very volatile. But when you add these asset classes together, John, what it does, it reduces the volatility and increases returns. So that's passive.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah, and it's important to note that this is built on scientific information, that basically this is a proven theory of what you do when they come into this portfolio. It's something that's tested. Now, is it tested to bring them a greater return possibly with a limited risk potential? What is the math and science component to it that really gives people a better opportunity to succeed in this type of portfolio towards an active portfolio?
Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about active too, but we're still talking about passive. So write our number down. It's 239-561-1155. This is very, very important information. So you have, John asked, how does it affect? Why does it work? Well, one thing they look for is low correlated asset classes. Well, what does that mean? That means they don't want everything moving up and down at the same time. So they want things to complement. And I always give the example is if you have two kiosks at Disney, and one sells umbrellas, and the other kiosk sells sunscreen. So when it's sunny out, the sunscreen sales are going to be up. And when it's raining out, the umbrella sales are going to be up. So you want to be able to make some money in different markets. And when I show you what it does during different times, you're going to see a lot of people are heavy in the S&P, and you're going to see that they weren't making money. And this portfolio was making a lot of money because it doesn't just have the S&P. Now, active is going to be, they're going to be making some moves, John, when they see different sectors, like let's say energy sector, or it might be technology. They're going to, let's say they feel like healthcare is going to go down, so they're going to take some off the table of healthcare and put it somewhere else. So they're going to be actively managing it. The fund managers that we use for this is pretty amazing, because the research that they do, they might have in our active portfolio, we might have 15 to 20 different fund managers with one overseeing all of them. So it's the best of the best of the fund managers. So we have the best of both worlds here for our clients. And plus the income plans that we put together, you know, using, we might just use the portfolios. We could be using some guarantee, contractual guarantees. So with that being said, it's building a retirement plan that is right for you. So you have to have, you have to understand how your portfolio is working. You have to understand why it's working the way it's working. So if you understand all that, then you're going to say, you know what? I have confidence regardless of what the market does, because if we can take the emotion out of investing, that's a great thing. We're going to start being coming on The Blend once a week over on Fox 4. They're going to be calling us when big things happen, you know, with the market. They're going to call us. We're going to be on there once a week and talk about tips. We're going to do tips. And this is one of the main tips I'm going to give on The Morning Blend every week is, you know, not to panic. Understand what you're holding. And then you'll realize, if you realize what's going on inside your portfolio, if you know, then you're going to know, oh, okay, they're buying as it goes down. So this is just a blip. It's going to come back. So again, if you have any questions about choosing your investment style that is right for you, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Still to come, protecting your assets and your business. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Today on Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend, advancing your wealth and business success. And Alfie answers your email questions. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about how to find the investment style that's right for you, that's passive and active. In this segment, we're going to be covering business-related topics that really affect the top-level executives. That's your doctors, your business owners, highly compensated individuals. John, we have a few minutes today, you know, to talk about this important topic. I think it's very important.
Yeah, well, let's dive in, because 7.7 million businesses in the United States will change hands in the next 10 years, representing over $10 trillion in value, and only 2% know how much they're worth. That comes from Jim Bowman. I believe he's with what company?
Advisors Excel. Right? Yeah, he's with Advisors Excel in the Life Division. He's the president of the Life Division.
And how would that affect, you know, basically with that type of transitioning, how do you see businesses, you know, positioning themselves, obviously, in the market because of something like that?
Well, let's yeah, that you read that pretty fast. So it's 7.7 million businesses in the U.S. will change hands in the next 10 years. That represents over $10 trillion. And we talk about small businesses, John. That's what drives the economy. It's not the government. It's small business owners. And that's what drives the economy. But it's saying these statistics that Jim was talking about, only 2% know what their worth is.
That's crazy.
I mean, so out of all these businesses, only 2% really know their worth. And we're going to be doing a workshop. And this is one of the segments that I wanted to talk about. John, we're going to be doing a workshop at Ruth Chris next month. And we'll give you it's May 16th and May 17th. So if you're a small business owner, you have revenue of revenue of $500,000 up to $100 million. If you have revenue coming in, $500,000 and up, this is going to be something that's going to be very informative. And we're going to, like I said, it's going to be, we have a lunch date on the 17th at Ruth Chris at 12 o'clock. And then on the 16th, we're going to have it at 6 o'clock, a dinner. And this is going to be for business owners. And we're going to have an estate attorney, Steve Gibbs. That's going to be, he's here at our office. He is a phenomenal estate planning attorney, and he just doesn't help our clients. He really understands business. He understands how to utilize insurance. He understands how to reduce taxes, and we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to be there sort of right in the middle of the two of them, asking questions, taking your questions. So if you want to attend this workshop and you're a business owner, high compensated business owner, you're a doctor, you're a business owner, you own a business and you want to know more about what the value of your business is worth, this is going to be a great opportunity to come meet Jim. Jim Bowman, like I said, he has some strategies, and I was really listening to a webinar a couple days ago, and one of the big things right now is there's so many baby boomers that are going to be taxed to the hill. And they're starting to have to take out their required minimum distributions. We have people coming in all the time, John, that says, you know what, is there a way to convert this IRA to a Roth? I don't really need the money. So these are questions that I ask when you come in. And when you come in, we talk about your taxes. We talk about, you know, what's this money for? And it's IRA. We call it the ticking time bomb. If you need the money, we can show you how to generate money from your IRA. And if you're in a low tax bracket, you're not going to want to do a conversion. But if you're in a tax bracket, we call it, let's say you're in a 25% tax bracket, if we can show you how, we have a program that we can show you how to take your IRAs from your IRAs and move it over into a tax investment vehicle over the next 5 years. And you can either use that money in the future tax-free, or it passes on tax-free, and you don't have to take minimum distributions anymore. It is an amazing, amazing tool that we use. And what was crazy about it is this. The distribution that you have to take out of just a $500,000 IRA. This is what I was looking at. I'm like, this is crazy. So we have this program that can show you how to get rid of the IRAs the most tax-efficient way and have tax-free income and also pass it on tax-free. But the thing about it was, as a $500,000 IRA, you're in a 25% tax bracket. You're getting 4% growth, John. And they were showing that you're going to pay in that lifetime of that IRA, that $500,000, by the time you're 90, you're going to be paid Uncle Sam $380,000 of money.
It's crazy. It's a lot of money out there. And obviously, these businesses that are going to come to your event, obviously, if only 2% know how much they're worth and they're selling their businesses over the next 10 years for a $10 trillion value. Let me ask you this question. Can those businesses, when they sell, obviously, if they're making a profit, can they use some of that to invest it into their own personal retirement?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely do that. That's a good point. So let's talk. We have a couple more minutes. Let's talk about what we're going to be talking about at this business event that we're going to be doing for business owners at Ruth Chris on the 16th of May and the 17th of May. We're going to learn how, with the new administration, how it can really affect your capital gains and how tax reform is going to affect your income. We're going to talk about saving tax-free income. We're going to talk about qualified money in the taxes, how to also how to have big time tax deductions that you cannot have with a 401k or with an IRA. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about showing you what the value of your business is, because if you want to sell your business, that's a lot of times you're going to be selling your business into, you know, what the value is, how to determine the value. We're going to also talk about succession plans, the things you want to do and the things you don't want to do. So these are very, very important topics that we're going to be talking about. And again, it's at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and we're going to do that on May 16th at 6, and then we're going to do a luncheon on the next day, which is a Wednesday, May 17th. If you want to know more about this upcoming workshop, give me a call or send me an email. Call 239-561-1155 or alfie@savingtheinvestor.com.
Straight ahead, why keeping your money in your mattress isn't a good idea. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155 or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alfie Townsend with my co-host John Antonucci. In our last segment, we talked about really topics that will affect top level executives, your doctors, your business owners, and we talked about it, John, how business owners are really the key to America. It's really the key to America. There's so many people that are dependent on their livelihood because of small businesses. In this segment, we're going to discuss really on we're going to have an interesting conversation, because it's about people in this week that I saw that came into the office, and some of the things that I always like to say when you come in our office, you know, what are we going to talk about? And what I do is I really listen to you. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to make you talk a little bit, because I got to know what's going on. But, you know, here's a couple. This is one in particular. I have two that I wanted to talk about. This was a successful businessman. Hopefully I'm going to have him come to our thing that we're having next, our workshop we're having next month at Ruth Chris, because he is a businessman. And, you know, he was looking for someone. He said, Alfie, I'm looking for someone to invest my money that, and he said, during volatile times, when he was investing his own money, he said that he was very, he could not take the emotion out of investing, and he got hurt a lot. He's been sitting on the sideline with quite a bit of money. So he says, I have a problem, and I know I have a problem, but, and he says, I want someone that can show me a plan that I'm confident in, that I can truly just forget about it and know that it's being handled. And if you think about that, if you can, if you had a plan in place, if you have the right plan in place, and it helps you with that, that's going to save, John, that saves a lot of money.
Right.
That saves a lot of money. You can, you know, because you have to understand what you have going on. You have to understand what's going on inside your portfolio. And if you have a plan in place, you have an income plan. And we always talk about that income plan.
Yeah, it's important that people really sit down with you and get a comprehensive income plan and a strategy so that they can really see what the options are. Because a lot of people that you talk about really have been with the same type of advisor for years, and really they're not getting to where they want to be in their retirement portfolio. And really that's why a second opinion is important, and why people should really treat their wealth like their health and really have you take a look. And really it doesn't really cost them anything, because you do what's called a complimentary financial MRI. And inside that MRI, what is that going to reveal to the listener that's important and critical for them to know, especially if they're soon to be retired or already to be retired?
That's a good point, John. So what happens is this: when people, we look at it as a holistic review. We're going to look at not just your holdings, but we want to look at your taxes. We want to see what type of taxes are you paying. You know, taxes are killing people. And so if we look at your taxes, we try to minimize your taxes. We look at your fees on your plan. Like this other couple came in, and they're with a pretty big firm, and they said this. They said, we're only going to charge you for, this was a lot of money too, we're only going to charge you for half of your portfolio that we manage. The other half we're going to put in mutual funds. We're not going to charge you for that. Well,
why would they say something like that?
Yeah, why would they say? So I knew right off the bat, A shares, B shares, C shares, right off the bat. And sure enough, one account was a bunch of stocks, individual stocks. The other account was mutual funds, A share, B share, C share. So I said, you know, look, they're not doing this for free. Okay. They're not going to charge, you know, that's the thing. If I tell you I'm going to charge you this, that's what I'm going to charge you. I'm going to show you our ETF fees, or I'm going to show you our fund fees. I'll show you that. But don't tell me, you know, because if you can't see it, they assume that you'll never find out that they're not charging, because you won't see it on your statement, but they're getting paid. So that's what you have to find out. They're getting paid. So how are they getting paid? And that's what we'll find out with our fund fees. And it ticks me off, because when some, especially a big firm like this, and that happened, I explain, I even say this at our workshops I go to. There was this lady a long time ago in Maryland, and she said her account dropped under $1 million. And so the advisor called her up and said, we're going to have to move you from 1 to 1.5 because your account went under $1 million. And so she thought about it, called back and said, you know what, I'm going to take my money out. I don't like being raised 50%. And he says, well, he called back and I talked to my manager. And this is a big firm too. Talked to my manager and we're going to do it for free. She goes, well, that's more like it. Well, free. And then I analyzed her portfolio, John, and what was happening, the same thing what happened here, that they were buying and selling, but they were buying A shares. They were buying commissionable stuff, funds, so they could get paid. And when they do that, you're not seeing it on the statement. So, but when I do that fee analysis, it sure comes up. So if I can show you, not if, I will show you how much these funds are. So you're thinking you're not getting paid and you're paying 2.5%, 3% for fund fees. That's a big difference.
Yeah. So people really need to know what they're spending inside the portfolio, really, because if they don't know, really they could be making 5%, let's say, in a given year, and really they may be making zero because they're paying fees that they don't see. And really, that's something, don't you think, that should be exposed or really revealed to the person that's investing?
Well, that's what we call transparency, and that's what we have here. I mean, you're going to see our fees. I'm going to tell you what our fee is. I'm charging a fee because I'm putting a plan together for you, and I'm putting you in things that are institutional. You're not going to be in retail. You saved enough in your lifetime that you deserve institutional investing, meaning better pricing, no buying and selling, you know, having the cost of buying and selling already included in that price. You're not paying extra for, you know, that you can't see. So that's what you want. You don't want to have someone say, we're not going to charge you, and that means you're getting charged two times if they were going to charge you. It's just just give us a call. If you'd like to know more about
this.
You
seem passionate about that.
I do. Yeah. If you want to know more about your hidden fees that you can't see, and if you don't have a plan in place, give me a call at 239-561-1155.
Coming up, ask Alfie as he tackles your questions. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back. In our last segment, I was pretty fired up, John said.
Yeah, well, you're passionate about what you do, and obviously you see a lot of people that aren't dealing with fiduciaries, and obviously they can sell them whatever they want that's beneficial for them, and really you're doing what's beneficial for the client.
You're right, John. You know, all we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group, I find out what your goals are, what your dreams are, what you want your retirement to look like. As a certified financial planner, my job is to put the plan in place, and my job also is to have your plan work, and if it's not working, I'm going to let you know, because what we use are programs that will show you if you're going to run out of money or not. So we're going to have to make different changes. So there's some things that we have to do that other people are not doing around here. That's why I say it's worth to give us a call to come in and say, you know what? Alfie's not going to, you know, it's a complimentary MRI. We call it a financial MRI. And we really dig deep into what you have there. And we do the holistic. And holistic is looking at your taxes, looking at your fees, and looking at your allocations. And the allocation is so important. And a lot of times, John, people are taking 30 to 40% really unnecessary risk with the returns that they're getting. 30 to 40, if you can reduce your unnecessary risk 30 to 40%, does that make sense? That's a stupid question. It does make sense. So give us a call. I was going to talk about REITs in our last segment. Like I said, I got fired up a little bit, so I didn't really talk too much about it. You know, some people do come in with REITs, and, you know, there's
what is that? What is a REIT?
Good question. So a REIT is a real estate investment trust, and typically what happens, REITs are used for income. You know, they're usually real good for income. We'll have some REITs in portfolios, you know, in our active portfolios, which is okay because we can get out of them, no problem. You know, part of it's in there like 2%, 1%, whatever. But when you just sell a REIT by itself, there's a lot of money that could be made. I mean, commission, 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 big time commission. And, you know, they talk about how, oh, they're great for income. But the problem is they're a lot of times they're illiquid. You cannot get your money out when you need it out. Sometimes if, and especially a private REIT, if it doesn't go public, there's only certain times you can get out. We had this client that we're holding some of his REITs. I told him to hold it where they were, because we can't get them out. And he said he had a company call him this past week. He had a company call him and said, we'll offer you $12 per share for your REIT, and the value he paid was 20.
Wow.
So he paid 20. They're offering him 12. So he's getting income on it, but he can't get out of them if he needed them. So that's a problem. As interest rates start to go up, that's going to be a problem. They are, you know, high risk. They are taxed differently too. They're not all taxed depending on what type of REIT you have. That, you know, they are taxed different. And there's some major upfront fees on some of these REITs. So I just wanted to say, if you have some REITs, if you want to bring those in and see if, you know, see what your fees are, see if you can get out of them. Because you want something, I always say at this time, you want something in during your retirement years. You want to have things that are liquid, things that are beating inflation, and then you want to have an income plan. A lot of people don't have income plans, John. They, you know, they get income from their portfolio, but it's not really an income plan.
Yeah, and it's something that you should review periodically with the coach. So you can give him a call at 239-561-1155, and you can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. We do have a couple questions from some of your listeners. This one comes from Kim in Fort Myers. She says, I'm single, 63 years old, and I was laid off last year. I've been told I could live off my current investments at a modest level. I'm just wondering if I should start to take Social Security now or wait. Can she even take it at 63?
She can take it at 63. It's going to be a reduction. You know, so you have usually like 63 is your first time. It was 62, but typically right now it's like 63. The next age is 66 for full retirement. It might be 66 and 7 months, depending on when you're born, you know, when you were born. And then there's 70. So every year you wait, it's increasing like at 8%. So it's a pretty substantial increase. So the question is this: do I take it now or do I take it later? That's always the question that people ask. And it has a lot to do with if you're needing the money now and you're going to have to take out of your investments, heavy out of your investments, to substitute. Well, you got to take that in consideration too. Here you're taking out your money right now, especially in a downward, if the market was going down, you're taking out money to have a bigger income in 2 or 3 years. Well, that loss of money that you took out is going to take longer to make it up. So that's a question. You know, if you have longevity, okay, if you have longevity, you definitely probably consider taking it a little bit later. You have longevity in your family.
And that's a risk, too, because nobody knows.
No one knows. Yeah. But if your mom is, you know, still alive at 98 years old, that's a good indication that you might want to take it. So these are things, longevity questions. I'll ask, yeah, the taking money out of your investment account to pay, you know, to give you income. And if you're working, you definitely don't want to take it because you're limited up to age like 65, 66. What you can take out, you know, before you're taxed at 50%, you know, you have to give 50% of it back. So you have to be real careful, John, with Social Security. I think there was another question too.
Yeah, this comes from Jeff in Fort Myers. He said, I have 10 years until I retire. I have money in individual stocks that I have picked. When should I start moving money out of the stocks and into a managed portfolio?
Well, you know, if you have individual stocks, depending on the stocks, if they're paying dividends, I like portfolios. I like thousands of holdings opposed to just a few individual stocks. If you have some stocks that you really like and they have high and they have a lot of earnings in there already, capital gains, you might want to leave those alone. But we'll look at everything that you have and we'll make that decision if it's worth to liquidate that, put it in a portfolio. And this, I want to say this, well, the time flies, John, but if you have any questions, we had a great show today. If you have any questions, send me an email at alfie@savingtheinvestor.com, or you can just give us a call at 239-561-1155. Remember to tune in or set your DVR to Saving the Investor TV show. It's Sunday. Now we got couple different times on Sunday. It's 10 o'clock a.m. following Chris Wallace on Fox 4. We have a half-hour show called Saving the Investor. It's a fantastic show. We get a lot of compliments on it, and we get a lot of people that really get some good information from it. We also have it running at 11 o'clock following Meet the Press on NBC. This is Sunday, so we have a 10 o'clock on Fox 4. We have a 11 o'clock on NBC, and then we have CTN at 9 o'clock p.m. You know, these are all things that we do to really get our name out there and really answer questions for people. And, you know, our show is Saving the Investor. And I want to wish everybody a happy Easter and be blessed. See you next week.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.